First of all, can I invite your applause for our altar servers giving up their Friday evening? So we appreciate of all the things that I want to do on a Friday evening when I was in middle school and high school, it wasn't coming to evening mass to serve. So we're very grateful. Robin, thank you so much for reading that beautiful, long first reading from Genesis. I don't have a degree in Genesis, and I don't have much to say other than it's the story of Isaac meeting Rebecca and the continuer of the promise to the next generation. So we'll leave the first reading alone. It was kind of long, but I hope you took something from it. There is something I heard. If each one prays with it, I know the Holy Spirit will speak. But it's the Sacred Heart. It's the first Friday. We want to focus on the heart of the Son of God, that heart so full of love, so full of devotion. And our Lord, as he sits there and he invites not the people we would think should be invited to the kingdom or to follow him. He invites the broken ones, the sinners. When you're a coach on a football team, or forget it, when you're a middle school captain of the team and you pick the players who are going to be on your team, you start with the guy with the broken leg first, right? You don't start with him. You're going to lose the game for your team. And yet our Lord does just that. He starts with the broken. And he even tells the talented ones, the Pharisees who are sitting there, why are you eating with the sinners and tax collectors? Our Lord says, guys, I didn't come for the perfect. I didn't come for those who feel that they are perfectly fine and healthy and great players on my team. I can only do something with you if you know that you're broken. It's an important place for all of us to start. It's the heart of the shepherd to look for those who need mercy. They say that our sins, as bad as they are and as much as we're kind of sick of them, they actually attract God's mercy. So that's why you actually say at Easter, you say, oh happy sin, oh happy fault, that one so great a redeemer. Thank God for my sin, not because it's a sin, but because it drew his mercy to me. The heart of a shepherd is one of the ways our Lord describes himself, the heart of a father, the heart of a devoted spouse, to love someone who doesn't really give you much to love them, can't give you much. You just love them for them. A lot of times you deal with somebody, you live with someone long enough, you're like, gosh, this guy just drives me crazy. I hate living with this person. We're done. It's always an invitation. Can you love a broken person? Can you love a broken spouse? Can you love a broken parent? Can you love a broken daughter, son, sibling, friend? Can you love the broken? When our Lord talked to the Pharisees again about forgiveness, well, it wasn't the Pharisees, it was Saint Peter, thank goodness he asked, can you, Lord, how many times do you have to forgive this loser? He bothered me a bunch of times, like seven, that's a lot, right? Seven times, and our Lord says 70 times, seven times, your mercy goes out to him. And as we reflect on our own experience, seven times 70, is that like 490? Raise your hand if God has come out to you in mercy more than 500 times in your life. I'm already losing that one. Losing drastically. And our Lord says it because our Lord does it first. My own experience of God's love is that it comes out to me seven times, 70 times. He keeps coming out to me. I would have given up on myself after 10. And I'm on 6,125. To the 10th power. It's important that we get that, because we have the temptation, all of us have that temptation, like the Pharisees, to fall into elder brother complex and to miss the whole concept of divine mercy, the mercy of the Father, the mercy of the Sacred Heart. Is, I'm okay, and this guy is a loser. I'm okay, but look at the sins of my brother. Lord, why do you welcome home the prodigal son? Look what he did to you. Now, then notice the Father doesn't say, well, let's talk about what you've done to me. But it's there, if we listen. Mercy, forgiveness, living according to the Sacred Heart in our own lives, it makes sense only if we realize I was forgiven first. I was the recipient of mercy long before I was asked to share it to my brother or sister. We need to really process that. From our mind, the longest distance they say is from the mind to the heart. Get it in my heart. I forgive because of how much I've been given and forgiven. We simply ask the Lord in His mercy, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, on this day of His mercy, His love, to enkindle in our own hearts a devotion to Him, an awareness of that love that we have received first, and a generous zeal to share it with the person next to me, the one who deserves it, and more importantly, the one who doesn't deserve it. That's the whole point. May we be those clear channels of Christ's love to pour forth from His heart, from His wounded side, poured out in abundance, like that little stream of Ezekiel that becomes a river that the prophet couldn't even swim in. It was so deep. Let that be our heart. A channel that maybe when we're younger, it starts pretty restricted, and I can only love so much. But over time, the muscle of my love grows. The channel of my love becomes wider. And that blood of Christ, that love of Christ, can pour more freely through me. To the point that I can look at the person next to me, the person I know, the spouse, the friend, the brother, or the stranger, or my enemy himself, and say, my love for you is not fragile. Because His love for me has not been fragile. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.